its complaints for want of a dildo. This girl long time had in sickness been, which many maids do call the sickness green. I wish she may some comfort find, poor soul, and have her belly filled with a dildo. Young men, give ear to me a while, if you to merriment are inclined. I'll tell you a story shall make you smile, of late done by a womankind. And as she went musing all alone, I heard her sigh to sob and make moan. For a dildle, a dildle, a dildle-dle, quoth she, I'm undone if I haven't a dildle. For I am a maid, and a very good maid, and 16 years of age am I, and fain would I part with my maidenhead, if any good fellow would with me lie. But none to me ever yet proffered such love, as to lie by my side and give me a shove, with his dildle, his dildle, his dildle-dle. Oh, happy were I if I had a dildle. At night, when I do go to bed, thinking for to take my rest, strange fancies come into my head. I pray for that which I love best. For it is a comfort and pleasure doth bring to women that have such a pretty fine thing called a dildle, a dildle, a dildle-dle. Then happy were I if I had a dildle. Last week I walked in the Strand. I went with my sister, a handsome lass. I kindly took her by the hand. This question of her I did ask, whether she kept still a maiden alone, or whether her maidenhead was fled or gone. For a dildle, a dildle, dildle-dle. Oh, happy were I if I had a dildle. Kind sister, quoth she, to tell you the truth, it has gone this 12-month's day. I freely gave it to a handsome youth that used with me to sport and play. To grieve for the loss of it I never shall. If I had 10,000, I would give them all for a dildle, a dildle, a dildle-dle. Oh, my maidenhead's gone, now I've had a dildle. She making this answer, I bid her adieu, and told her I could no longer stay, and let go her hand, and straight left the Strand, and to Covent Garden I hasted away, where lively young gallants do use to resort, and pick up young lasses, and show them fine sport, with a dildle, a dildle, a dildle-dle, yet none could be found to give me a dildle. I would I'd a sweetheart as some maids have that little know how to pleasure a man. I'd keep him frolicsome, gallant and brave, and make him as much as anyone can. Before any good thing he should lack, I'd sell all me coats and smock from me back for his dildle, his dildle, his dildle-dle. Then happy were I if I had a dildle. Thus, young men, I have declared in brief the causes of my sorrow and woe. And if any of you will yield me relief, speak cheerfully to me, say yea or no. I live at the sign of the cup and the can, and I will be loving to any young man. For his dildle, his dildle, his dildle-dle, and all of me wanting is for his dildle. Besides, young men, I have store of money, good red gold and silver bright, and he shall be master of every penny that marries with me and yields me delight. For why, the other night I heard my Dame Nancy declare how her master did tickle her fancy with his dildle, his dildle, his dildle-dle. Then whatever it cost me, I'll have a dildle. Then come to me, my bonny lad, while I'm in me prime, I do pray. And take a good bargain while it's to be had, and do not linger your time away. 'Tis money, you see, makes any man rich, then come along, rub on the place that doth itch. For a dildle, a dildle, a dildle, take all of me money, give me a dildle.